Hey everyone, it's Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl, here at Hungryland with Jamie and Mikey.
Hello.
Hey,
hola.
Peoples. Hola. Oh, we're speaking Espanol.
Sí.
I can speak a little Spanish.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Me gusta papas fritas.
I'm having deja vu. We've definitely started a podcast
Sure.
Oh boy, this is embarrassing.
Yeah, for sure.
It's embarrassing. We should speak in other languages. We should learn other languages.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we're doing this episode in English, which is good. And it's called the Healthy Food Finds from Target Haul.
Where did that come from?
That was the initial theme I was going for.
I have a feeling some of these things are not healthy.
Well, it actually looks like the...
Well, I mean, the healthy-ish. There are some healthy things there.
Okay.
But aren't they always healthy food hauls?
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah, I guess so. It should just be the Target haul.
It's the Target haul.
I'm confused. Well, anyway, no, I like the title. I like it.
Yeah, you know, we have so many Target hauls. Like, why not just add a couple new words?
Okay.
All right.
You're going to be judged, Mike.
Okay.
You're going to be judged.
Judged
just
hardly.
Saying. Just saying.
All right.
Anyway, but before we get into it, I mean, what do we have? Do we have any like big news?
No big news, but Jamie, we're going to finally finish Jamie's hot cocoa.
It's the final cocoa down.
Cocoa down.
We've got two left.
Oh.
Two left. So today's participants are Stevita.
Stevita. It sounds like a female Steve.
Stevita or little Steve.
Or
little Steve, yes.
Someone from Peru.
Wait, make sure, give it a little
this
stir.
This is just to remind people, or if you're new to the world, Jamie has been providing us with hot cocos to taste and test and compare and contrast over the past several months. It's been quite a showdown,
mm-hmm.
a cocoa showdown, and we're down to the final two.
Yep.
Competitors, thank
this
you so much.
This is Stevita Cocoa Delight.
Okay, and you're mixing this with water, right?
Yes.
Like everything else.
And
18 calories.
18 calories.
Stevita.
That is kind of delightful. It's too heavy-handed with the Stevita,
mm-hmm.
with the Stevia. But
the richness.
It is very rich.
Whoa.
But so freaking sweet.
Yeah.
I like it.
What is happening right now?
I like sweet. But
yeah.
This was made with 8 ounces. You could I feel like if you made this with 10 or 12 ounces, Lisa, you would love it. Because it's rich enough to carry over into that amount.
I don't disagree.
My only thing with this brand, so mm-hmm. 18 calories, about a half a gram of fat, 2 grams of fiber, no sugar, zero Weight Watcher points. But when I ordered it on Amazon, it says 60 servings.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing, back when I first started this, I was like doing all the math to see which was like the best value.
Right.
And it's actually only 20 servings when you get the bottle.
I have a feeling that's why it's so sweet.
Maybe
we're using three times as much. There's an error somewhere mm-hmm. in there.
And but maybe it's been fixed, but that was
maybe.
What I noticed.
Maybe. Let's see what it looks like. Is it pretty? What does it look
like? The bottle?
Yeah. It's a bottle, so is it like a liquid?
It's a container.
Oh, let's see. Huh. It reminds me of something. I don't know what. Do they make other things, this Stevita?
I bet they do.
Cocoa Delight. Women owned. Is there anything good about it other than the fact that it's sugar-free hot cocoa? A little bit of fiber.
Natural, non-GMO.
Natural, 20
servings. They have other products.
It says 20 servings right here.
Right, but on Amazon it says 60. So when I ordered it, I was expecting 60 servings.
Oh, no, right. Okay, so it is 20 servings. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, that's weird.
It's still a good value.
Yeah,
it's, you know.
Great. What happened? Did you spill something?
Somehow I spilled it all over me. I don't know how that happened.
Oh, no.
My nice skinny jeans. Jamie likes.
Skinny jeans are back.
Wait,
did you hear?
I did, but I mean.
Did they ever go away?
They did. They're all in a bin
mm-hmm.
in my world.
Wearing giant
jeans.
Never again
yeah.
for me. Never again.
Really?
I don't like hard pants. You notice this
I
about me.
I love hard pants.
Never.
I wear tight. Like, I like when the jeans suck me in.
Nothing worse to me.
Oh,
it's a sensory nightmare.
The best.
All I want is an elastic waistband and ankles that have breathing room.
That's all you want in life.
Mm-hmm.
I just want
simple
french fries.
Pleasures.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
wait, what are we tasting next?
Okay. This is Mindful Nutrition Organic Skinny Cocoa Mix.
Ooh.
10 calories, no fat. Wait, don't taste it yet. 10 calories, no fat, no sugar, okay. zero mm-hmm. Weight Watcher mm-hmm. points. I did make this Jamie style a little bit, which is a little more product per water count.
Okay.
So let's see.
Yeah, that's good.
I like it.
I like that one better.
I like it because it's not as sweet.
This is the best one, don't you think?
It's not as rich. It's very good, though. Wait, tell me more about this.
I mean, this is the one I've been drinking since the beginning. So this is Mindful Nutrition Organic Skinny Cocoa Mix. Where's the thing? They have a bunch of different varieties too.
I'm still three trying to get the stains out of me.
Simple ingredients. Sugar-free, dairy-free, plant-based, vegan, non-GMO.
What are the three simple ingredients?
Organic, alkalized cocoa, sea salt, and stevia.
Nice. And it's the right amount of stevia.
Yep.
Okay. They're very mindful.
Mm-hmm.
Very demure.
Yep.
When you're mindful.
Yum, yum, yum.
How like 5 months ago was that?
Quite.
Anyway.
All right, Lisa. We're going to rate these before we forget.
Oh.
Stevita Cocoa Delight. How would you rate it?
I'm going to give that a 7.5. Right. I mean, I don't know. Some people, if you really like things super sweet and you don't mind like very stevia-y items, you might give it a 10. But for me, it's a 7.5.
Last up, Mindful Nutrition Organic Skinny Cocoa Mix.
8.5.
Yay. Nice. That's good.
But if I'm left alone with any of these and I put them in like almond milk or like if I make them the way I want, they might all score higher.
Oh, you know what I do occasionally? Usually my third coffee of the day,
yeah,
which I do decaf, regular decaf. So my second decaf,
yep.
I sprinkle a little bit of this in. So it's
nice,
like a mocha.
Like a mocha. Mm-hmm. Good. I approve. All right. Are we ready to dive into our
Let's dive in. Target items?
All right. First up today, and Mikey, you found all these?
I found all of them.
You skipped up and down the aisles
up
of Target.
Up down. Yep.
He gets very happy when he goes. He's like, I'm doing a haul.
And then when I come home, I show Jamie all the stuff and she's like, okay, that's nice.
That's cute. You guys are cute.
I'm a lot more excited than she is.
Okay. So this first item that I'm about to grab, this is a new and improved Morningstar Farms chicken nuggets and chicken, meaning chick without the vowel, without the second vowel, means that it is not real chicken. It is fake chicken, plant-based chicken.
But it's new and improved, so
it
should be
better. I
feel
like they were always great.
First of all, sniff this. It smells so freaking delicious.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is a beautiful chicken nugget.
Mmm.
You made this in the air fryer.
Yeah, I did. That's really good.
This is better than real chicken nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing.
This is phenomenal. Why am I so in love with this?
I wonder if this is what they changed. I feel like the crisp, it's crispier.
Mm-hmm.
It's thicker. It's almost like a cornmeal. Like it's got like heft to it. It is, there's
it's
no
addictive.
Soggy breading.
It's giving me chills. Mm-hmm. And it tastes like real chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, a few weeks ago, we had another product from another brand. I can't remember their name. And it wasn't nearly as good. Like this. Mm-hmm. I mean, Morningstar has been at it for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
So they know what they're doing. But this is like far superior than any other.
Mm-hmm. That is phenomenal. I once did. I'm going to tell you. We drove around and we did a chicken nugget challenge. Mm-hmm. Driving to like all the fast food places with like five people crammed into the car. Tried all the chicken nuggets all around L.A. And guess what? These would have beat most of the
real chicken. Wow. What was the winner, though?
The winner was, and it wasn't really a nugget, but the winner was KFC and Chick-fil-A. Both were really good. The KFC was more of like a tender. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal.
Love a good tender.
They do have nuggets again, I think. KFC.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. The worst by far was McDonald's.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was disgusting. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
the people
nostalgia
liked it.
Factor.
Wendy's is pretty good, too.
Yeah, Wendy's were great.
Yeah.
And Burger King.
Because they have spices in them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm eating this whole nugget.
While you eat that, I'll let you know that these are 100% plant protein, 12 grams of protein, 31% less fat than chicken nuggets. These are vegan, ready in 2 minutes. And the package gives you instructions for the oven, air fryer, or microwave.
I recommend the air fryer.
Yep. That's what we did.
That is so good. I want to take that home with me.
Deal. These are available at Target and grocery stores nationwide. Four nuggets has 190 calories, 9 grams of fat, 5 Weight Watcher points.
Yes, 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 yes. Run, don't walk to find those.
New and improved Morningstar Farms chicken nuggets in the freezer.
Thank you. Thank you, Mikey, for finding those.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Ocean's Halo Organic Veggie Kimbap. I want to talk about this for a few minutes. First of all, Ocean's Halo, don't they make like vegan tuna?
Oh,
or something.
I know them as the seaweed. Don't they make seaweed snacks?
Oh, maybe they do.
Oh.
I don't know. So this is their version of the exact thing that Trader Joe's sells, which is like the veggie kimbap. They may even get it from the same supplier because it looks so much.
Yeah, it looks very much.
It looks so much like it. So it's like a.
I feel like the Trader Joe's ones might have thicker cut.
Oh, are they not? Are they nine pieces?
This looks like pieces. More. This plate's a little bit hot, so be careful.
Oh, we have soy sauce. Because this, let's describe this. This looks like sushi.
Yeah, it looks like sushi, and you serve it hot or cold. Yeah. I prefer it hot.
I did it right then. Yay.
It has sauteed vegetables, steamed sticky rice, wrapped in roasted seaweed.
It's hot. I'm pretty really
excited
good.
About this.
It looks great.
I love sushi.
And then are there three servings in that roll? Is that how it works? All right, I'm going to bite into this. Yum.
Mm-hmm.
I feel bad for people who don't like this.
I think
it tastes different than the Trader Joe's one.
I think it might be better. Yeah.
And I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
Did the that soy sauce didn't come with it, right?
No, we added it.
I'm so sensitive to like because I always do the low sodium soy sauce, so that full sodium soy sauce is like making my head explode.
Very intense. I feel like even your elastic pants might get tight on you.
Yeah, a little uncomfortable. But it also didn't need it because the sauteed vegetables, it's not like raw veggies, so it's got flavor.
Yeah, I love it. So three pieces. Wait, the three pieces of Trader Joe's, is this less or more? How many servings are in this whole thing? Three servings? So if you eat that whole roll, it's 300 calories?
Yeah.
That's great.
That's insane because that's a huge roll.
I'm going to have a couple more pieces. Mm-hmm. This is my lunch today, guys.
I mistakenly ate lunch right before we recorded, so I am like powering through this.
I ate some bada bean, bada boom beans. But that's great. That's phenomenal. I'll have more of that later. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to eat the leftovers today.
I should know. Hang on, let me finish this bite.
Wait, while you finish that bite, I'll give some stats. Three pieces, 100 calories, 2 grams of fat, 3 Weight Watcher points. There's also a noodle kimbap out there.
That's what I was going to tell you.
What does that even mean?
There was a noodle one. It was more calories, so I didn't get it. Now I feel like I should have.
What is it? Is it like a sushi roll with noodles in it?
I think so, maybe.
Wait. Show me photos.
I know. I'm sorry. I should have gotten it. Now I feel stupid.
Jamie, no, don't feel stupid. Just next time, get it. Jamie, what is it?
It doesn't look... It's sauteed noodles and vegetables. I feel like I wouldn't even... Oh. It's just with the...
Oh, but it's in the roll.
Yeah.
It's a noodle roll.
Yeah.
That sounds... That's like carbs and carbs.
Mm-hmm. We'll get it next time.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's got to be a lot more.
See? 2 items so far. Kind of healthy.
All right.
Yeah, yeah. Good job. Let's see if the next one's healthy.
I'll tell you real quick. It's available at Target and grocery stores like Kroger and Meijer. It's Ocean's Halo Organic Veggie Kimbap in the freezer.
Very, very delicious. And I notice when I keep these in the freezer, like if I know I'm going to need some kind of a meal or I want to have like snacks that are heftier, I will pop it out of the freezer, put it in the fridge, it defrosts quickly, and it's nice to have around. Lasts a couple of days once it's out of the freezer too. So, yes. Next, we have Poppy Cream Soda. I know, what is this, like a probiotic situation?
Yeah. So it's the same poppy as all poppies, but this is their new cream soda.
I like cream flavor. Soda. I like Dr. Brown's diet cream.
Yeah, Dr. Brown's.
I like A&W diet cream.
Mm. Dr. Brown's is the best, but yeah.
Yeah, you get it at... Can you buy Dr. Brown's anywhere but like a deli, like a Jewish deli?
I feel like I've seen it in supermarkets. Jamie's waiting for us to stop talking so she can fizz.
I'm good. I'm ready when you
go
are.
Fizz.
Go for it.
Is the anticipation killing
What's
you?
What's the holdup?
It's pretty good.
That was a low fizz situation.
I think I fell asleep. It was very relaxing.
Actually, I don't know. I'm just going to drink it from the can.
I'm not like the biggest poppy fan. Sometimes I never find myself drinking poppy, but I've tried it and I like
Mike
it.
Mike loves it.
I have poppy
all
almost
the time.
Every day. I love it.
Once he pops,
ooh,
he can't stop.
That's delicious. I like that.
It's fizzier listening to you guys drink it than it was opening it.
That's really good.
That's yum.
I like
that. It's a little on the sour side. Does it have like apple cider vinegar in it?
It does. Yeah. Low sugar, prebiotic fiber, apple cider vinegar.
Okay, well, I taste it.
Yeah.
But it's good. I like it. It's solid.
I would throw that into some vanilla ice cream into that. That'd be good.
But it would just never be as good as the A&W version.
No, but you're cutting it like 75 calories.
Okay, yeah.
No, but unless you get the diet version, which has 0 calories, you're adding 30 calories.
Yeah.
We could talk all day about this.
Yes. Yeah. 12-ounce can has 30 calories, 3 grams of fiber, 3 grams of added sugar, 5 total sugar, 1 Weight Watcher point. It's Poppy Cream Soda, and it's at Target now, rolling out other places soon, and online at drinkpoppy.com.
Yeah, and to be clear, it is much healthier than like soda or diet soda. Mm-hmm. So there are nutritional benefits. Mm-hmm. So if you want to feel good about drinking a fizzy flavored beverage, Poppy is your girl. Okay.
You think she's a girl?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Poppy's not a, if it was Poppy a, with an I.
Yeah. If it was
it's not like your grandfather.
Yeah.
With a Y.
Yeah. You called your Poppy Poppy?
No, Grandpa. Yeah.
Ours was Poppy, and then it became Pops as we got older.
That's cute.
I had Pop Up.
Pop Up?
Pop Up. I had a Pop Up, a Pop Up, and a Zadie.
Oh, I had one, and he was Grandpa. He was cute. Always wore clashing clothing.
Mm.
Like stripes, checks, polka dots, all clashing like a clown, but he was adorable. Irving. All right. And he owned a candy store, Lillian's Sweet Shop.
Cute, oh, well, right? My mom's adorable? Had like a candy store in her family.
Her family?
Yeah.
Fun. Next up, we have Mott's soft baked bars in banana streusel and apple streusel. Mott's, the applesauce people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You don't often see a banana streusel.
So, no, I don't often see a bar by Mott's.
I'm going to say it's not like that's the pack. Like that's how big the bar is.
Okay.
So it's like not the full packaging.
Looks small, but so it's 110 calories.
Yeah.
5 grams of fat. What flavor is that?
So this is the banana streusel. It looks really good.
It does look good.
To alarm you, but it expires in like 5 seconds.
Oh my God.
Really?
It expired after I broke a piece off.
What's the date?
No, February 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Mmm.
Oh, wow.
That's very lovely.
Mm-hmm.
That's like a banana muffin.
It's made with applesauce, which is like no a hungry girl trick.
And it doesn't taste like banana Laffy Taffy. It's nicely banana-y. Oh, is that the apple?
That's the apple, yeah.
Hmm.
And I think Dana said there's another one, a mixed berry maybe?
Mm-hmm. I'm an apple
There's
fan.
A berry flavor.
Mmm. I like the banana better, but this is good.
Mmm. Both very good.
Mm-hmm.
I love those.
Yay, very, Mott's nicely done.
What a nice, like, dessert.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is that healthy?
With some coffee.
If that's healthy, I'm 3 of 3.
I mean, it's got applesauce. It's not a lot of calories or sugar. There's only 6 grams total sugar for a bar.
I say it's healthy.
I say it's a smart choice.
Yep. One bar, 110 calories, 4 Weight Watcher points. Available at Target and grocery stores nationwide and online from Amazon. It's Mott's soft baked bars.
Okay. I want to add to that. I'm going to say if you're using it as like a bar instead of a protein bar, I'd say no, it's not healthy. If you want like a low calorie dessert, it's very healthy.
It's a muffin alternative.
Yeah. Or a little like a sweet after your meal.
Mm-hmm.
And there is also a berry flavor, it seems. Next up, bear fruit splits. And this is bear, like B-E-A-R. Like there's like a big bear.
Yeah.
It's not B-A-R-E.
Do we each get one or are we splitting one?
It's up to you. I guess we could each get one.
So they're splits. So what's the story with this?
Yeah. It looks like it's almost like a fruit roll-up, but they split apart.
Oh, that's cute.
And I guess the flavors we have are apple, pear, and strawberry.
And why is there a bear? It's just it's named after the bear.
Oh, and there's a card that comes in it.
Look at that. Is it a bookmark? Is it a bookmark? This is definitely meant for kids.
Oh, yeah. Look at that. That's cool.
What is happening? I got Lola Lightweight. Look at her.
Here's what I'm confused about. There's two sides, which would make you think it's two different flavors, but the flavors are apple, pear, strawberry.
What?
So
I don't understand. They look different colors.
I got Molten Matilda, by the way. Or Matilde.
Hmm.
Where's Matilde? I don't know. Matilda.
Oh, these are pretty good. I like that they're thick compared to like a fruit roll-up. Mm-hmm.
All right.
These are gently dried fruit sticks.
Hmm.
The only ingredients are apples, pears, strawberries, and black carrot extract for color. Why are they two different colors? I think they're all made with 3 ingredients.
It's so weird. I mean, like, they're good for little kids, I'd say.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And if you chop that up and put it in a salad,
mm-hmm.
I think it would be good.
It's yummy. It's only 50 calories for, it says for one piece, but that means both one pack. Yeah, one
pack. It says one pack. Yeah, that's 2 pieces.
Mm-hmm. I like it.
It's a product of South Africa.
I quite enjoyed it.
Nice.
So they also make a raspberry pineapple.
Ooh.
There's no added sugars, no concentrates, and let's see. They are available at Target and other select grocery stores nationwide, online from Amazon. 50 calories a pack, 2 grams of fiber, 1 Weight Watcher point. It's bear fruit splits.
Nice candy alternative.
Mm-hmm.
So it's healthy.
Healthier than the next item that I see on the list. This is a new pretzel from Dot's Homestyle Pretzels in honey mustard and they are pretzel twists, like all of Dot's pretzels. Ooh. Dot's so, she's like the pretzel girl.
Yeah.
Didn't she like sell her company for $9 million?
Really?
I thought so.
Probably could have held that back and waited, you know, a couple more years, maybe got more.
I don't know. I don't think it works like that. You have to get out when you can.
Yeah. My grandmother was Dot.
What do you mean she was Dot?
That was her name.
Oh, but she didn't make the pretzel.
No.
Oh. Oh, yeah, this is good.
The honey mustard. Mm.
This is better than the other Dots.
Wow. There's a lot of other.
These are amazing.
She has a lot of new flavors, too. I know there might be a list on there, Jamie.
Sorry, I'm
I was going to get, like, all of them. I'm like, no, I'll just get a couple.
Oh, you got another one? Wait a minute. This is so good.
The other flavors, we're going to try one in a second. And then there's also original Southwest Parmesan garlic. And there was like just a news story about another new flavor.
Oh, there's
barbecue.
Yeah, I saw barbecue at Target.
People are freaking out over it.
This is the best thing
ever. Yeah, it's amazing.
I got the wrong one again.
No. Tell me. Wait. What if I ate the whole bag?
You don't want to do that.
Tell me.
It's not going to be good.
All right. Let's say I really slip up. I couldn't. How many servings are in that bag?
16.
Okay. I could probably eat a quarter of the bag.
Yeah, it's a big bag. Okay. The whole bag has 2,080 calories.
Okay, that's too much.
Yeah.
And a quarter of that is 500 calories.
400.
Still too much. 500? 400?
Yeah.
So how much is it a serving?
130 calories
okay,
for
better.
15 pretzels, 5 grams of fat, 5 Weight Watcher points. It's at Target and grocery stores nationwide. Online from Amazon, it's Dot's Homestyle Pretzels in honey mustard seasoned.
Those are crazy delicious.
Yeah. Addictive, though.
Oh, just put them on your salad. Mm-hmm. I feel like you.
I love like, it. You're like, that's your answer to everything.
Just throw it on your salad. Don't put it in yogurt.
And that's not bad. 130 calories for 15 sticks. Like,
I
you don't
so.
Need more than 15.
I do. I do.
For yourself.
I do. Mike. I would eat about 60. There would be like nonstop shoving it in my face.
They should come in like little 100
portion
calorie
controlled.
Pouches.
Yeah. But we have another flavor now. Mm-hmm. I can't believe it. Cinnamon sugar seasoned pretzel twists. Oh. So these are like churro?
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. They look like little crunchy churros. Mm-hmm.
Smell the bag.
Let me sniff the bag. Hang on. Let me sniff. Ooh.
Yeah.
That smells like a churro.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
That's really good.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Very desserty.
Wow.
You could put this in yogurt.
Oh, my gosh.
This in oatmeal?
That's insane.
Oh, yeah.
These are ridiculous. Who is this Dot? What the hell? She should be arrested.
My mind is a balloon.
Oh, yeah. She must have sold to Hershey's. It says the Hershey Salty Snacks Company. Hershey, PA.
That was ridiculous.
You know what? The sweetness and the saltiness. Again, I have chills. These things are all giving me chills. Mm. Maybe it's cold in here. Is it cold in here? Because I'm getting chills.
What if you made like a yogurt bark and crushed this all up on top of it?
Yes, it would be delicious. Mm. Or even in your breakfast yogurt.
Oh, it has vanilla extract and maple syrup in it.
Wow.
Do you taste any of that?
Yeah, I do, actually.
What if you took like vanilla Greek yogurt and you dunked it in there and then put it on a plate and froze it?
Mm.
And then you had these little like, you know, you do that with fruit?
Yes, I do.
Or you could take a strawberry and dip it in vanilla Greek yogurt and then sprinkle it with crushed pretzels like this and then freeze that.
Oh,
sorry. I'm on a tangent.
Yum.
This
I want them all.
Has 5 Weight Watcher points, similar stats to the other one, similar availability. Yum, 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 yum.
I'll add a few yums. Yum, 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 yum. Okay, next up. We have Good & Gather. Oh, that's the Target brand.
Yeah.
Good & Gather Date & Nut Mini Bars in Cashew Butter Chocolate Chip.
Yeah, I think this is like an RX Bar Mini knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want your own or should we split this one?
I'll take my own. Okay. They look cute and small. Cute little bar. I like there's a picture of like a cashew nut on it. So it only has a few ingredients. Is that
four ingredients.
Wow. 4 ingredients.
Oh, come on. Those are teeny.
They're very small.
I mean, they're only 90 calories, so.
But I don't know. That's teeny. That should be 60 calories.
It's really good.
Mmm. It is good. Yeah. It is delicious. 90 calories. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I'd eat that regularly.
Mm.
But it's low in added sugar. So only 1 gram of added sugar, 9 grams total.
It's tasty.
See, Mike, it's healthy.
Mm-hmm.
That is healthy. But you'd probably want to, I don't know, 90. It's not going to be 90 satisfying calories. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably good for like after your meal and you need a little sweet tooth thing going.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Or like if you need a mid-morning snack, if you had like a small little breakfast and you need something before your lunch meeting.
I need an afternoon nap. My eyes are fluttering. 90 calories, 4.5 grams of fat, 4 Weight Watcher points. It is also available in chocolate chip cookie dough date and nut mini bars.
I did not see that one.
And that sounds good. It is a Target exclusive Good & Gather date and nut mini bars. This was the cashew butter chocolate chip.
Mm-mm-mm. Oh, next we have more cashew items, but mixed with things I don't like as much as cashews. So this is Planters Nut Duos, espresso flavored hazelnuts and cocoa flavored cashews.
Whoa.
I am not excited. Size? First of all, I don't like espresso or hazelnuts, but I do like cocoa cashews. Cashew. Wait, I want a big cashew.
Look at the size of the cashew on Mike's plate.
Do you want my big cashew?
What? That? No, you take it.
That is like...
This cashew is not as big, but hang on. I only got cashews. No. I was talking smack about the hazelnuts, so only cashews popped out of the bag. All right, I'm going to try cashew. Mmm. Mm-hmm. Mm. That cashew is good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like dusted.
Mm-hmm.
You know I'm a nut purist, but that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try an espresso hazelnut, which I don't like either of those things.
You may change your mind.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
These are all great. I can say. Mm-hmm.
These are excellent. These are like going to become part of my everyday.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, I like what's the brand that has a dusted
Blue Diamond?
No, the other
Skinny Dipped.
Oh,
yeah, I like Skinny Dipped.
Skinny Dipped is the OG.
Yeah, this is pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Planters. Where's Mr. Peanut with his monocle and his cane? Is he on there?
Did he really have a monocle? I feel like that was one of those Mandela effects.
It's on the top.
If he doesn't have a monocle.
Yeah, he has a monocle.
Oh, thank goodness.
There was something else about him that was a Mandela. I can't remember what it was. No, you're thinking of the Monopoly guy. They look like each other. I think they're brothers.
They do like each other. Only one's a nut and one's a person.
Successful family.
Very skinny legs. I'm jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Nuts of distinction. All right. Very nice.
180 calories for a quarter cup, 14 grams of fat, 5 grams total sugar. 6 Weight Watcher points. It's at Target and other select grocers nationwide. Online from Amazon. It's Planters Nut Duos, espresso-flavored hazelnut and cocoa-flavored cashews. Would you like to know what the other duos are?
Yes.
I'll tell you if I can find them.
In the meantime, I'm contemplating getting a monocle, making it fashionable. Could you imagine?
No. I mean, if I try really hard, I guess. All right.
That wouldn't look cute.
We've got peppercorn flavored pistachios with parmesan flavored cashews.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got, whoa, okay, sorry.
What?
I thought one of these was apple for some reason. And I was like, that's a weird duo, but it's not. It's ranch flavored almonds.
Okay.
And buffalo flavored cashews.
Oh.
Like buffalo chicken, like buffalo wing? So not buffalo the animal.
That'd be weird.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can I be honest about something?
Mm-hmm.
Mikey is sitting across the table from me, shaking the next product, which I have no less than 17 cans of in my fridge at home, including two of that exact brand and flavor. So this is a new cold foam. It's a coffee made cold foam creamer in brown butter chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah.
So I did, you know me, and I've made videos about cold foam. I've tried all the new cold foams. I have this product. I've tried it already. I love the International Delight cold foams.
Yeah.
This was a new one I got very excited about because I love Coffee Mate. And so I was thrilled about this. So I bought it. I got very excited. I'm sorry, I'm just rambling, but I have to.
Ramble away. It's your show.
Because the cold foam that I get usually has 20 calories a serving. And I wanted to read. I got excited because this says 15. But then I looked at the gram amounts. So the calorie for calorie, it's the same. So which bummed me out, bummed me a little. But that being said, I love cold foam so much that.
Do you do anything with it besides put it on coffee?
No.
Okay.
Hot and cold coffee? Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. But it would be good in oatmeal or whatever.
And on this cocoa?
Yeah, that's where
that
I put it now.
That is so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. What's the difference between cold foam and whipped cream, like ready whip? Because it comes out of like an aerosol container, right?
Cold foam is not as creamy.
What are you reaching for, Mike?
More cold foam.
It's more fluffy. It's not like whipped cream is more of a topping. Mm-hmm. This is more of like it's floaty. It floats on your liquid.
It flattens a little bit more.
It does flatten. And you can mix it in. Like it's really a creamer.
Mm-hmm.
So you just do a little stir and it creams up your whole beverage, which whipped cream will not do.
I love that it has a little indention on the thing for your finger to go. So it's like, oh, it's meant to be.
Interesting.
Your finger won't slip.
All right. And full disclosure, I still think the International Delight flavors are just slightly better. Mm. Mm-hmm. But this Toll House flavor is great.
Yeah.
The only cold foam that I've tried that I didn't love that much, Silk.
Oh.
Interesting. Well, yeah, is that like an alternative milk?
Yeah, it's almond.
It's not as creamy. But this is great. This is terrific. I love it. I can't say enough good things about this cold foam. I have it. Anytime I have coffee, I use it now.
Yeah.
So good find. I would not say it's healthy.
Mm-mm. Okay.
Two tablespoons, 15 calories. Half a gram of fat, one Weight Watcher point. It's at Target and grocery stores nationwide and online from Amazon. It's Coffee Mate cold foam creamer and brown butter chocolate chip cookie.
You can buy this on Amazon?
They must send
maybe
it.
Like Amazon
like fresh yeah. Like Whole Foods? No, not Whole Foods because it's not. Yeah. It's not. Anyway.
So I'm like 8 out of 10 healthy-ish.
You're doing pretty
good.
Yeah,
we're going to rate you at the end.
Yeah, mm-hmm. This one is not healthy. This is my peanut butter find. Oh,
look at you.
Wait, isn't it National Peanut Butter Day?
Is it? Well, not maybe when we're recording this, but I don't know if it's when it drops.
Jamie's just springing this.
No, because somebody posted in the Hungry Girl community that it's National Peanut Butter Day and asked Mike how he was celebrating.
Oh.
Oh, I didn't get that. I haven't been on Facebook yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. The smells that are inside this bag. Oh,
well, all right. Wait, I didn't even say what it was yet. It's Reese's. And by the way, if you're out there and you're listening and you say Reese's, I will slap you.
Be
when
nice.
I see you.
No, be nice.
It's so.
No. What?
It is Reese's.
It's Reese's.
Yeah.
And when people say Reese's, it bothers
maybe
me.
Maybe like a little love tap.
Yeah.
A little pinch their cheeks.
No, I don't. Actually, I won't touch anybody. I don't want to. Okay. But I will say, if you're out there, I want to do this is a public service announcement. If you say Reese's, you're saying it wrong. It's Reese's. Mm-hmm. If you're out there and you know you say Reese's and now you won't, you need to text Mikey right this minute at 805-380-8075. Right. Say, I admit I used to say Reese's, but I no longer will. And you will get a prize. I promise if we pick you, you'll get a prize. But these are Reese's filled pretzels with peanut butter.
Smells filling. Like candy.
It smells delicious.
Yeah. I just feel like when peanut butter is involved, there's no right or wrong.
That's We're not all, true. It's Reese's. No. Jamie, I don't even know you anymore. I'm going to eat this. Mm. OMG.
Sorry, Trader Joe's. Somebody better came along. Wow. That's the best peanut butter filled pretzel. Ever.
Interesting. There's no chocolate involved.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Do you miss the chocolate?
No. I've never had a chocolate. But when I think of Reese's, I think of like chocolate peanut butter.
That's what I mean. Like right now in this experience, do you feel like, no,
not at all. That's amazing.
Yeah. I mean, because it's Reese's peanut butter filling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's so good. You can call it Reese's if you want.
She came around, guys. She came around. Took
totally,
a minute.
Totally kidding. Totally. I'm still going to hurt you. But please, if you have, I beg you, if you are like, oh, Lisa, you've shown me the light. I'm going to text Mikey and tell him that I will now change the way I say it. Please do that. Okay.
Yeah.
Where do you get these things?
At Target, Costco, and online from Amazon. That they say it, right? Amazon?
You're yanking my chain.
Isn't it Costco?
Costco. It's Reese's filled pretzels with peanut butter filling, 1 ounce, which is 7 pieces, 130 calories, 6 grams of fat, 4 grams of total sugar, 5 Weight Watcher points.
Excellent. Beautiful.
All right.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to eat while you rate.
All right.
Can I still eat? I want to eat another cashew.
You want another? There's 2 nuggets left. You want one?
Save one for me. Okay.
Guys, never let me eat lunch before a podcast. I am in a food coma. I had a bowl of soup with bada bean crunchies on top, and then I had a salad, and then I had 2 oranges.
I'll take
and
a nugget.
And then I came to the table for this.
Oh, yeah, I'm eating another nugget.
All right.
This is the best lunch ever.
That plate is so hot.
Wow.
Still? Oh, it's on our hot plate.
Yeah.
That thing works. I wanted a bingo. Oops. Oh my, it's still cooking on there.
Oh my goodness. All right.
It's
well,
sizzling.
You're about to rate it. The new and improved Morningstar Farms chicken nuggets.
I'm giving it a 13.
Wow. There's also 3 pieces left of the.
This is a full on. Wait, 3 pieces of what?
Of the kimbap left.
Which is the next item to rate. Ocean's Halo organic veggie kimbap.
Wait, am I really giving that a 13? I'm giving it.
Oh,
it was,
yeah, I moved on.
It's a 10. I mean, it's a 10 plus.
All right, 10
an 11.
Plus.
I don't know. It's really good. The kimbap. 9. Nice. Love it. Very good.
How about... Dun, 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 dun.
I'm still crunching.
How about the poppy cream soda?
7.5.
Nice.
What would you give it?
I'd give it... So poppy has better flavors. I've had them all. I've had them all. So I'd give it an 8.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had worse. I've had better. So it's an 8.
Okay.
How about Mott's soft baked bars in banana streusel and apple streusel?
I love those. 8.5. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I might have the banana streusel right now, the rest of it.
Something very comforting about those.
Very. I agree.
How about Bear fruit splits?
7.5. They're decent.
Nice. All right. What did you think of Dot's Homestyle pretzels? Should we rate them separately? First up was honey mustard seasoned.
10. Those are ridiculous. Yeah. 10.
Yep. Next up was the cinnamon sugar seasoned pretzel twists.
9. Also delish.
All right. Moving on to Good and Gather date and nut mini bars in cashew butter chocolate chip.
7.5. Okay. They were good, but like not amazing.
Yeah.
3 more to go. Next on the list, we tried Planters Nut Duos. It was the espresso-flavored hazelnuts with cocoa-flavored cashews.
Those were really nice. I'm giving those an 8.5. Better than I thought. Like, definitely.
Yeah. I wonder how good those would have been eating them together at the same time, both nuts.
Probably good.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not?
All right. How about Coffee Mate Cold Foam Creamer in brown butter chocolate chip cookie?
9.
Amazing.
Nice.
Amazing. All right. Last on the list. I dare not say it. Reese's filled pretzels with peanut butter. Now I'm going to doubt myself every time because I feel like.
Do you ever say Reese's?
No, but it's like in my head now.
Well, get it out.
You're the one who kept saying it out. Reese's filled pretzels with peanut butter filling.
Okay. Someone from the Reese's company is going to come here and hug me. I can tell. I'm giving those a 9.5.
Nice.
I would give them a 10 for taste, but like they're still just.
Yeah.
They're candy, pretzel, peanut butter situations. Not healthy.
Wait, what did you give the cold foam?
9, I gave it a 9.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
I missed it. Good. I was coughing.
Delightful episode.
Yeah, very good job, Mikey.
Yay, Mikey, you get a 10 out of 10.
I get to do another one, another week of work?
Yep. You get to keep your job. No, thank you, Mikey. You are always good at making these haul choices. You've come a long way. Like, I would not say you were like... In the early days, you didn't even, you know, you weren't like a Hungry Girl brand expert, but now you are totally to the max.
Yeah, I would say so.
You're a hungry boy.
I think I was actually in the past, but I didn't want you guys to know that because I wanted you to see improvement.
I see.
Because, you know, you always have to make them think that you're getting better and better at what you do.
Very sneaky.
But I'm actually very good at everything.
Oh, my goodness. Are you good at picking winners?
I hope so.
Me too. All right. Is that the only way to win? You can also win. We're going to give another prize out to people. Anyone who also is frustrated when people say Reese's, you also can text and say, hey, that frustrates me. And you can have a chance to win a prize as well.
Cool. 805-380-8075. And I should also make a note that, we are recording this episode only a couple days after the last episode dropped, but we've already gotten a lot of people texting about, the fires and showing our love and hoping that everybody out here is okay.
Thank you for thinking of us. Much appreciated. Okay, we're going to wrap things up. We'll be back in a couple weeks. Can't wait. I'm Lisa Lillian, also known as Hungry Girl. Till next time, chew the right thing.